Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Rome Film Fest, and this is our daily encounter where I will talk about some of the things that have been happening here in our studio, but also in the festival zone, in the festival area. The mask that I'm wearing today is terrible, but the elastic on my appropriate mask broke while I was on my way here, and I'm going to be doing this at like 1,000 times more than I already do in all of these videos, just pulling the mask right up. Story of all of our lives, I guess, during the coronavirus times. But how are you guys doing? All right, so this is later than usual. We're all pretty tired, and they told me to keep it short. This might even be my last daily. I haven't really figured it out yet. We're all, most of us are leaving tomorrow. Nah, it's time, you know. We've outstayed our welcome. And especially me, I'm done, you know. I have a life to get back to, whatever that is.
You have a wife to get back to.
Yes, I have a wife to get back to, and she's a real battle axe. It's a 1920s joke. Guys, let me tell you about some of the films that have been happening today in Rome. This mask is just not going to work for me today, so I'm just going to keep my hand here. All right. The Reason I Jump. We start off with The Reason I Jump by Jerry Rothwell. Now, this is a film that I already saw, like, at the start of the year at the Rotterdam Festival, and I even recorded an interview with the director, Jerry Rothwell. The film is basically a story of five people who live with autism spectrum disorder, and it's also based on a book, on a best-selling book by Naoki Higashida, who wrote a book as a child explaining in simple terms what it means to be autistic. So, I saw it. So I have an interview. I did record an interview in Rotterdam, like in January or February. I can't remember exactly when. So a long time ago. But I remember liking this film. It's a documentary. It's really good. I would recommend it. And do we have a new interview here in Rome about the film, guys? We don't know. Does anybody know? We're all finished, basically. It's time to go. Romulus is the name of the other film. It's not even a film. It's a series, so I'm not going to stop that long on it because I don't give a crap about TV series. I endorse Enrico Ghezzi. Enrico Ghezzi is a prominent film figure here in Italy, but he's pretty much known all over the world. He was an actor, too, a few times. But anyways, he once said, TV is a cinema that often disappoints. And I agree. I honestly agree with that. So tell me if you agree in the comment section below, which nobody ever takes me up on that. No one has ever commented on any of these videos, so... You know, just comment anything in the comment section below. Usually, sometimes I get like spams of links of dating sites or, you know, websites that are supposed to take me to show me how to be rich or just see naked people. Nothing. We didn't get any of those either. Nothing. Romulus is a series inspired by the origins of Rome. Yeah, there you go. It's a TV series. Check it out on Sky soon. And you guys are just back from the red carpet. What was that experience like? Carrying on. Let's talk about Alice nella Città, the strand of the festival that we are partners of. Il Mio Corpo by Michele Pennetta. I guess it's called My Body or something. It's an observational documentary that documents two lives. I guess I could say that it documents loneliness in a fading village in Sicily, and it tells the parallel stories of two protagonists who happen to be lonely together in the same film. I don't know if I made any sense, but I liked it. So it's by Michele Pennetta. I have an interview. No. What's that? What's that, Chiara? Chiara? We have to tamponarci. What's really?
No.
You're seeing this live. What do you?
Ci hanno annullato le interviste di domani perché quasi tutti perché non possiamo farle visto che siamo teoricamente quelli.
We can't do any more interviews, so this is it. This is the final day of everything. we're done. All of our interviews have been cancelled, and we have to do the test for to see if we have the coronavirus. How do you say tampone in English? I can't think of the word.
No, you don't corona. Have to do it. I have to do it.
Oh, you have to do it, but I have to do it.
No.
No? Why not?
Because it didn't happen during the European Festival.
Oh.
Okay. So we're all mad.
Oh.
And since it involves 90%
of... Oh, I see. We can't talk about that. Yeah, okay. Okay, I understand. I understand.
So 10 days have already been gone.
Oh,
So we did our quarantine.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, brilliant. But nobody was... Okay, so I guess maybe you're okay. You don't seem sick, so you're...
No, but the problem is...
Yes, that's true.
So, who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
We already spent our 10 days here. So,
yeah.
Basically, if I didn't get it from that connection, which is something that it's not likely to happen, because I didn't get in direct contact with the person with the coronavirus.
Yes.
So, basically, they just called us to warn us. The problem is that if I didn't get it, maybe someone else did it at that press screening. I didn't go, but at that press screening,
yes,
those interviews. So, and by staying here, technically, we were all exposed.
Yes, that's right.
So, that's
so if you have it, then we have to do that too.
I canceled some interviews, so like the rest of us, because the director in question is Francesco Bruni from Tomorrow, from the closing film of the festival. He has been sick in the past, so he's one of the, you know, the person that are most in danger from coronavirus at the moment. So they want to prevent that. So they erased all the video interviews, all the single one-on-one interviews.
Okay.
So they're just doing a mini press conference with only the daily newspapers, and they're going to take the test before.
Oh.
For the rest of us,
well,
kind of closing today.
In a way, okay, so thank you, Chiara. What did you think of Romulus?
Well, let's say that I liked Il Primo Re, the film which Romulus is based on.
Oh.
And I like the epic of it all. I like that the project is very detailed, nuanced, and the actors are very good. The proto-Latino is very difficult, but I have only watched the first two episodes.
The screen.
And I'm not that sure about the format. I mean,
right.
I'm not sure about what the director and creator, Matteo Rovere, said about the fact that this story, the origins of Rome, could be developed through a TV series.
Oh.
Because I didn't find it strong enough. I know it's a paradox, but in the first two episodes, I'm not totally convinced. So I think I'll have to watch the other episodes to see if they really get a strong connection.
Sure. Exactly.
So,
well, that's...
I don't know. It's a work in
progress. Excellent. A work in progress from... Thank you, Chiara Nicoletti. I know that she's got work to do. She's just... These folks are just back from the red carpet. In fact, we're going to close the daily soon because that's enough for now. How long have we been going, Filippo?
Nine
minutes. Filippo is very busy at work. And, okay, so let me just tell you this. A part of me... Have you ever seen, what's his name? The comedian. Somebody tell me in the comment section below what his name is. George Carlin! See, he had a very famous stand-up routine where he said that he really liked... He secretly liked when terrible things happened because he liked the drama. And I kind of secretly am digging the drama. Of course, it's a frightening situation, but You never know what's going to happen next. That's the mystery that we are living in right now. Folks, speaking of, it's almost Halloween. Do we have any Halloween fans in the house?
Yeah.
Good Lord, today is the worst daily in the world ever. You're not even considering Fred. It's just anyone who's ever done a daily, this is the worst one. Okay, so anyways, let me tell you, it's Halloween soon. Nobody cares. Because it's been Halloween since the pandemic started. But, so they screened The Witches, right? They did screen The Witches at the festival. It's by Robert Zemeckis of Forrest Gump fame. Anyone seen Forrest Gump? No, it's based on Roald Dahl's story of the same name, I guess. Or Witch's Broom is how I knew it. But anyways, it stars Anne Hathaway. And you know any film that stars Anne Hathaway is a box office hit. What are you doing? What's going on?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I'm listening to you.
Oh, you're listening. Okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to me on the phone, and I'm right in front of you. That's crazy. That's the craziest thing. I think... Why am I even doing this? Okay, folks. All right, so The Witch. The Witch is a story about witches. All right, so it gets 5 out of 10 on... IMDb. But that doesn't mean anything because I didn't see it, but you know, it's about witches. And it's a special screening of Alice nella Città, which I remind you that we're... You know what? A film that I came across, actually, it's from the main strand, but I didn't see it, but I really want to see it. It's by Phyllida Lloyd. It's called Herself. It's apparently about a woman running away with her two young daughters from a violent husband. And I haven't seen the film, but it sounds really good, and I'll catch up with it as soon as possible. Folks, it's been a pleasure, really, and I apologize about the general quality of this daily. It hasn't been as fun as the previous ones, I suppose, but we are coming to the end of the fest, and I encourage you all to check out all of our content on fred.fm, but also on our YouTube channel, which you'll be able to find by checking out Fred Film Radio on YouTube. Also, we've got Facebook stuff. You still follow us on social media as well. We're on basically every social media invented except TikTok, because it's one of the worst things ever invented. And also Twitch. We're not on Twitch yet, but I will battle to be on Twitch. We can have a camera somewhere in future rooms that stays there. It stays on 24/7, where people can check out exactly what happens in the studio, and it becomes some sort of a Big Brother setting. It's a good idea, I think. And what else, folks? Just all I want to say is just stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.